Recording 4.2.
And which was the most successful change and why?
The whole programme has been very, very successful. The things that have been easier have been those where the change was limited to one division or one function. But the one initiative that I'm proudest of, probably, is the change in all our point of sale systems, and that's the tills at the front of the stores. We have about 500 stores, each of which have up to 50 sales tills. And we embarked on a program to replace all those tills, their associated cabling, system software and infrastructure in a very short time period. And a lot of people said we couldn't do it. In fact, we changed those tills at a rate of 22 stores per week. And that involved replacing the hardware and the software and the technical environments for 14,000 sales tills. We had to retrain 100,000 people, and it involved the installation of 500 tons of equipment. That change happened very rapidly, and for every store we made the change overnight, and we didn't have to delay the opening of any store on any day. That was a huge commitment and a huge achievement on the part of a very large number of people.
And what advice would you give to businesses planning change?
I think it would be to plan very carefully, and especially if there's a lot of computer system change, to recognise that the computer system change is a tiny piece of what's required. That there are three pieces you need to focus on. One has to do with people, their attitudes, the culture, and how they're rewarded. Another has to do with the business processes, how they have to change. And the third leg is the computer systems. It's important to focus on all three and plan very carefully. And I've heard someone from computer company HP say that in their change program, they put four times the amount of effort into the new way of working than the old, because by their very nature, people and companies will revert to the old ways of working if you don't put a quite disproportionate amount of effort into doing things the new way.